Sefer names through Parsha Framshir for Parsha Tzav. We'll be looking at the Sefer Mishchas Aaron by Rav Aaron Kutna. So the Pasuk in Parsha Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed Hey, says Zos Mishchas Aaron and Mishchas Banov, Meishe Hashem, Biyom Hikrivosam, Lachim Lashem. This is Aaron's anointment, his son's anointment from the fire offering of Hashem on the day he brought them there to be Kohanim to Hashem. So who is Rav Aaron Kutna? So he lived from 1794 to 1874. He was a Rav in the town in Hungary called Totus. He was the son of Rav Yosef Kutna, a student of Rav Shalom Harif. At the age of 18, he traveled to the yeshiva in Pressburg of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer greatly admired him and praised him and endorsed him, actually, to be the succeeding Rav in Totus, succeeding his father. And the Chassam Sofer recommended him, describing him as an elevated tzaddik. He authored several Sfarim, the Sheiris Yosef on Das Zakenim, which has a Haskama from the Chassam Sofer, Mishchas Aaron, which is on Maseches Nida, the Hadras Aaron on Maseches Shabbos. There were some other manuscripts that we don't have. He had a couple sons. One was Rav Shalom Kutna, who was an Av based in Eisenstadt. He also had a son, Rav Moshe Yehuda Kutna, who was an Av based in Slobodka, and authored the Sefer Mishpat Tzedek. Again, he inherited his father's position as the Rav of Tatis, Hungary, in 1829, based on the recommendation of the Chassam Sofer. Actually, several responsa in the Shas and Tshuva's Chassam Sofer are addressed specifically to Rav Aaron Kutna. And this Sefer, Mishchas Aaron, on Maseches Nida, was first published by his son in the year 1900. So we'll just quote two limudim from the Sefer, Mishchas Aaron, by Rav Aaron Kutna, on Maseches Nida. Well-known Gemaras. The Gemara in Nida on Daf Lamed Aleph says famously that there are Shlosha Shufim Ba'adam. There are three partners in making a man. There's a father, a mother, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara gets into the details as to what each of the partners contribute. The father supplies a white seed which forms the bones, sinews, nails, brain, and white of the eye. The mother emits red seed which forms skin, flesh, hair, black of the eye. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the spirit and the soul, countenance, eyesight, hearing, speech, understanding, and wisdom. The Gemara says when a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away his chelek, that's when a person dies. So Rav Kutna just notes that according to the Gemara, Pashup Shat, a father supplies five things, and a mother supplies four things, and Kadosh Baruch Hu supplies nine things. If you add up five and four and nine, well, the father and mother, 5 and 4 equal 9. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu has another 9, which equals 18. So Rav Kutna just points out that these are the 18 elements that make up Chai, life, Begamatria, Chai, Ches Yud, 18. And once Kadosh Baruch Hu removes his elements, the life force, the Chai, is removed from a person. This is parenthetically, not everyone agrees to this Girsa in the Gemara. According to Bnei Tam, the mother and father each contribute 5. Kadosh Baruch Hu contributes 10. Some have the gear, so maybe there's blood as an additional one. That's one limud. Second limud, also a very famous Gemara. The Gemara Nidan Daf Lamed Amud Beis says that once a child is born and comes into the Avir Olam, comes into the airspace of the world, so a malach comes and slaps him on the mouth and causes him to forget the whole Torah. That part is more famous, but the next line of the Gemara not as famous. The Gemara says that and an oath, a shavua, is imposed on every person before they're born. That what? That he must be a tzaddik and not a rasha. But that even if a person, everyone tells you you're a tzaddik, you should consider yourself to be a rasha. That's the shavua every person has to take before he's born. So asks Rav Kutna, why does every child before he's born need to be forced to swear? Aren't we already mushba va'omid mehar Sinai? All of our neshamos that were ever going to be born were at Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, are you accepting the Torah? Yes. Swear to me you're accepting the Torah. And we swore. So that includes being a tzaddik. That includes following all the mitzvos. So why do we all need, when we're born, before we're born, a brand new shvua? Our neshamos, we already had a shvua from the times of Har Sinai. This is the kasha of Rav Aaron Kutna. So he answers like this. He says that if we're going to rely on the Shavua, the oath we took at our Sinai, then we could always have a claim that maybe we were forced. Like the Gemara says, Modu Rabba Lo Raisa, that there's always the fact that we were forced, Kofel Marki Gigis, Kosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over our heads. Yeah, you want it? Oh, you want to swear? Of course we do. So maybe the Shavua wasn't effective because maybe we were forced. We only re-accepted the Torah on Purim, Kimulash Kiblu Kfar, but by Purim, all the neshamos weren't there. So me and you weren't at the Purim story. And maybe that's why, says Rav Kudna, we have to be Mashbia again before we're each born, because the Shavua Har Sinai perhaps was forced, so we have to do a new Shavua, each one of us, before we're born. Now, you could ask a kash on this pshat of Rav Kudna, which some of the Achronim do, which says the Gemara Nida, the Gemara Nidarim, and Daf Chesamad Aleph, says that one can be mashbiah to do a mitzvah. I can say, I make a shvuah that I'm going to keep Shabbos. So Gemara says, what kind of shvuah is that? Aren't you already mushba va'omid mehar Sinai? That's what the Gemara asks. So the question is, how does Rav Kudna read this Gemara? Because according to Rav Kudna, we were saying that the Har Sinai shvuah, perhaps that was ba'onis. So why is the Gemara in the Darim asking why you're allowed to be mashbia do a mitzvah? Ah, you're already mushba omid. Yeah, but that mushba omid bar Sinai was ba'onis. Now you're doing the shvuah beratzon. That's a kasha. Now the Marsha, parenthetically, on this Gemara Nid and Daf Lamed, says the whole Gemara is really referring to Gilgulim, reincarnation, and that's why the Gemara in the next line lists the Yom HaMisa before the Yom HaLeda, because it's Dafka going in that order, to show that we're being born as a Gilgul. And that's actually what the Shavua is. The Shavua is, it's when you're reborn as something else, you take a Shavua that now I'm going to be a Tzaddik. I mean, in my previous life, I did some Aveiros that I needed to fix up, and that's why I'm coming back as a Gilgul. So the Shavua is, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. So according to the Marsha, the whole Shavua would only be for a Gilgul, meaning the first time a person's ever brought into his Neshama was ever brought into the world. It sounds like he wouldn't need a Shavua. It's not a Pashup Shot in the Gemara. Others want to answer like this, and maybe this could answer Rav Kutna's Kasha, although they're not trying to answer it directly. Others want to say that the Shavua at Har Sinai was really just to keep mitzvos, right? Do you want to follow the Torah and keep mitzvos? So a person could be a frum, observant Jew. He could make Kiddush, make Havdalah, he could not do Malacha on Shabbos. But we know famously from the Rambam that there's a person could, by the letter of the law, keep mitzvos, but he's not necessarily a tzaddik. So the Shavua at Har Sinai was just to be a frum Jew, to follow the Torah, to do what it says, and to not do what we're not allowed to do. Conquer the Yitzhara, not be a Rasha. But when one's born, what does the Gemara say? We take a Shavua, shehei tzaddik, to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik doesn't just mean keeping the Torah, and then everyone will be a tzaddik. No, it's an additional level, not to be someone who just does mitzvos with dibur and maisa alone. To be a tzaddik, to be medavik with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that his whole life is enveloped in Torah, that's the shvuah we're taking now that wasn't covered by the shvuah at Har Sinai. And that actually seems to be consistent with the Maharal over here on this Gemara, who says that the shvuah of to be a tzaddik is davka to have dveikus with Hashem. Like the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud says, "Ubishmoti shaveya, uvo sidbakun," meaning you take a shvuah dafka that you're going to have dveikus. Dveikus is the ultimate level. Dveikus is that when you live your life, you're living your life shivisa Hashem l'negdi samid with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the shvuah at Har Sinai is one thing. That was a base level. But before we're born, we're made to take another shvuah to be a tzaddik, that we're promising to have dveikus, because that's ultimately the goal. The Chidah in the Maris Ayin here in this Gemara Nida and Daf Lamed, perhaps he's also answering the Kasha, because he says, he notes, just like Rav Kudna, that even though we were all mushba from Har Sinai, we all took shuas at Har Sinai, our neshamas did, so the Chidah wants to answer, I think this is answering the Stira also, he says, yeah, but at Har Sinai, it was only our nefesh. Meaning if my neshama, your neshama was at Har Sinai, it was at Har Sinai in neshama form. Our nefesh was there. So our nefesh had a shvua at that time. But right before we're born, it's only once our guf is complete. So now the neshama and the guf are fusing together. We take a new shvua with this fusion, this combination of a nefesh and a guf. And that's why it's not covered by the previous shvua of Har Sinai. So it's a little bit about Aaron Kudna, a prized Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, and his Sefer HaMaseches Nida, Mishras Aaron.